Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Josh Davis and John Somerville kick off 2 days of information and encouragement as they share how you can have an eternal impact on families in Africa. This Friday and Saturday, May 2nd and 3rd in Bel Air, Kansas, we want you to come hear insights from Dr. Rob Linstead, Michael Hoggard, Micah Van Huss, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Clayton Van Huss, and Mark Linstead. An important One World update will be shared, biblical mysteries will be revealed, and the latest update on what is happening in Israel. All this and much more will be covered at the Prophecy in the News live event, May 2nd and 3rd, this Friday and Saturday. Make sure you register for this free event. Seating is limited, so don't delay. Visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, or you can register by phone, 1-800-652-1144. Prophecy in the News Live, this Friday and Saturday at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas. Now, here's today's host, staff evangelist Josh Davis.
Africa needs Jesus and Africa needs you. Today and tomorrow, I'm privileged to be joined by John Somerville. He's the Director of Radio Partnerships for TWR. John, thank you for joining me for these two special programs.
Josh, it's great to be with you. We are so grateful to the Lord for what He does through SWRC and through TWR. And now He's brought these two ministries together to form a partnership to bring more gospel to people in Africa. How? By bringing wind-up radios to them. Transworld Radio has been working on bringing the gospel to people in Africa since the 1970s, but we've been broadcasting the gospel since 1954. And TWR has been around maybe not quite as long as SWRC, but God has blessed this ministry. And I think it's for the very same reason He has done it with SWRC. And that's because we are teaching and preaching the Word of God each and every day. And now we're doing it in 200 languages around the world,
wow,
and reaching 190 countries. It's pretty incredible what God is doing through our ministry, which is why we are so glad that God has brought our two ministries together so that we can grow and be exponential in what God is wanting us to accomplish just in Africa alone.
Amen. And friends, we have this unique opportunity that we want to really seize and take advantage of what God is doing in this open door of opportunity that we have. And we strongly encourage you to give a call today or go online. Here's the toll-free phone number. It's open 24/7. You can call TWR anytime to purchase a radio to put into the hands of people in Africa. Now, we're going to spend a lot of time sharing stories and explaining all the details of what this is over the course of today and tomorrow's programs. So I strongly encourage you, stay tuned, because you're going to hear this wonderful information about how you can be involved, perhaps even as a church, you want to get involved. Maybe you need to share this broadcast with your pastor and say, hey, pastor, you need to listen to SWRC. They were talking about how we can do this special missions project to get radios into the hands of people in Africa. What an awesome opportunity. Now, here's the toll-free number that you can call if you would like to give. Again, it's open 24/7. It is 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Here's the website you can go to give safely and securely online, to watch videos of all of this demonstrated, africaneedsjesus.org. Again, that's africaneedsjesus.org. John, why is radio so impactful in Africa? What causes TWR to be able to have such a broad reach in that particular continent?
Well, so many people don't have access to today's internet. It just isn't possible in some remote regions, or it might be just too expensive to access. And so radio makes the perfect tool. Many people don't have a television signal in their area. And so again, radio makes the perfect tool. But there are so many people who don't have a radio. And so what do you do about that? Well, that's where this partnership comes into play. And we're not just talking about any kind of radio. No, we're talking about a radio that is so durable that when our staff was testing it out, they got up on a stepladder and were dropping it from a stepladder to make sure that it wasn't going to break. Mm-hmm. This is not your average, ordinary, on-the-shelf kind of radio. This is a wind-up radio. And why a wind-up radio? You see, electricity can be awfully hard to find in some places.
Yes.
And batteries might be just expensive. In fact, when I was in one part of Malawi, they had almost like a parking meter where you put your coins into, and that way it would start up the electricity. And if you had to do that, would you do that for your radio? Well, many people may or may not, and you have to really choose what you're going to use your electricity
yes.
for. And so, you know, if you don't have electricity or maybe you have limited access to it, or batteries might be just way too expensive, what's the solution? How about a wind-up radio? A wind-up radio that you just pull out the crank, crank it up, wind it up, and it plays for a couple hours, and they can listen to God's word. In fact, let me play one of the folks who wrote to us. I love this. And it says, if I were a rich man, which it always reminds me of that song, if I were a rich man, you know, if I were a rich man, I'd pass out radios to everyone so they could also listen to the words of my God, who I found on TWR. You know, this is what it's all about right now. We want to be able to put radios into people's hands who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford one any other way. Would you do that? Maybe you could do one radio at $50. Maybe you could do 10 radios at $500. Maybe you could do 100 radios at $5,000. You know, that sounds like it's incredible, but you know, we have people all the time give those kinds of gifts because they too understand, just like you, the power of radio. Because we know where God's word goes, it doesn't return void. God is going to use the power of His Holy Spirit using these radios to get His word into people's ears. And we know when it goes into people's ears, it's going into their minds and into their hearts. And what comes out? Comes out of their mouth. It comes out of their hands. It comes out and the ability to be able to love people more compassionately and teach and reach people for Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. So give us a call right now.
Amen, friends. Yes, we strongly encourage you. Give a call. The phone lines are open 24/7, 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. If you'd like to reach out to us here at Southwest Radio Ministries, you can do so by calling 1-800-652-1144. If you've got some questions about how to get involved, we'd be glad to give you that information. This dedicated website is where you can also go to give safely and securely online, africaneedsjesus.org. Again, that website is africaneedsjesus.org. Now, John, can you share some of the stories of how lives have been impacted by these radios?
Oh, can I tell stories? You know, one of our staff members, his name is Robbio. Robbio lives in the country of Benin, Africa, and Robbio rides a scooter to work, one of those that doesn't go more than about 35 miles an hour, and he has to go through a toll booth. And when he gets to the toll booth, the toll booth guys are always giving a hard time.
Mm.
And the reason for that is because the toll booth guys are Muslims. And Robbio, of course, working for Transworld Radio, is a Christian. And so they would always give him a hard time. Well, one day Robbio, who has a zeal for the Lord, I'm telling you, he loves passionately Jesus. And he decided to give them one of these wind-up radios. Well, a few days go by, he's no longer being hassled. They're, you know, waving to him, letting him through, and everything like this. A few more days go by, and they stop him. And they said, could we get another radio?
Mm.
Robbio's wow. like, what? These are really durable radios. How did you break it? What? And he says, no, we didn't break it.
Mm.
He says, all the guys here in the toll booths, they want to listen to my radio. And I'd like to have another radio so that I could take it home for my family to listen to.
Wow.
You know, that's the power of each one of these radios. Each one of these radios, because radio is just a tool. It's nothing more than a tool.
Right.
But it's a tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when we put that tool into people's hands, we know that they're going to be absorbing it. Every single person needs to hear, for God so loved the world
yes.
that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him, whosoever means anyone, whosoever believes in Him should have everlasting life. We want to have everybody getting into heaven. We want them there.
Yes.
That's what we're called to do. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, baptize them, all that. And we want you to be a part of it right now, because SWRC and TWR, We're putting radios into people's hands in Africa with your help, but it takes you to do it. Would you call right now? Our phone number is 888-777-1875. Again, 888-777-1875. We could do it online, and I love this. This is really easy. AfricaNeedsJesus.org. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.org. We have so many good stories. I'll tell more.
Yes, absolutely. We want you to tell more of those stories. And friends, we just want to emphasize how urgent of an opportunity this is. We don't know how long this window of opportunity is going to remain open. From last year, we did this campaign last year for the very first time. And during that year, 2024, there was a lot of political uncertainty. We were wondering which direction the United States of America is going to go. There's many countries in Africa that have a strong sense of urgency. Lord willing, I'll share some more about that on tomorrow's program. But persecution against Christians is ramping up across Africa. And there are certain nations that are hotbeds of persecution against Christians. And so the urgency of the gospel from one day to the next could mean eternity for someone. And so this is an urgent opportunity for you to get involved. Prayerfully consider how you can give to this special missions outreach project, and perhaps even how your church, your local church, maybe you've got a small group, maybe you've got a Sunday school class, maybe there's a women's ministry or a men's ministry, and you want to get those people involved in giving to this. Help us spread the word about this opportunity, friends. You can take that message and share it with others about this unique opportunity that we have right here, right now. You can call 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875, or visit AfricaNeedsJesus.org. If you've got questions for us, reach out to us, 1-800-652-1144, or visit swrc.com. John, why don't you share some more of those stories of impact that you have from this opportunity?
Well, you know, many people in Africa, they have to walk to go get water, because the well can be up to a mile away. Well, listen to this testimony of somebody who received one of our radios. A radio in my hands is like a bucket of water drawn fresh from the neighborhood well. It refreshes my spirit every time I listen. You know, that's what you're doing when you put a radio into someone's hands, because they're hearing God's word. And it's refreshing their spirit, just like that bucket of water. Mm-hmm. It is pouring into them. And we want you to put not just one radio or two radios. We want you to do as many as you possibly can.
Amen.
Would you consider prayerfully right now doing a radio at $50, or maybe two at $100, maybe four at $200? Maybe you could do a lot more. Maybe you could do a $5,000 gift. Maybe you could do a $10,000 gift. But what is important right now is, what would God have you do? Because right now, you know that radio works in your life. Every time you turn on Christian radio, it is feeding into your soul. It is growing you and sanctifying your life, because you're hearing God's word and it is sinking into your heart, sinking into your brain, and you are becoming a more sanctified Christian each and every time you turn on the radio. People in Africa need that too, don't they?
Yes.
You know they do. Okay, so let's. How do we do that? How do I make the $50 gift? How do I do that? So you can do it two ways. One, AfricaNeedsJesus.org. Love that site. It's easy to remember, AfricaNeedsJesus.org. Or you can be on the phone, do it the old-fashioned way. Like I love when Andy and Barney and Mayberry, they say, Sarah, get me.
Yes.
Well, of course, we're past that stage right now. But, do it the old-fashioned way. Get on your smartphone and give us a call, 888-777-1875. Again, 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875. That's almost as easy to remember as AfricaNeedsJesus.org.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said the cost of these radios are $50, but that doesn't just include the cost of the radio unit itself. Can you unpack for us, what does that $50 do when someone gives that donation?
Well, of course, it includes the radio. This wind-up radio, it's very durable. The crank, being able to wind it up, and it'll play for a couple hours. But also, it includes, in addition to the radio, it includes the cost of getting that radio from point A to point B. So it's the shipping, as well as the customs, getting it out of customs, as well as the distribution costs, you know, so we can put some gas in the tank of our staff, and they can go out to these different villages and be able to hand these radios out. And it also includes a portion of the programming, because what value is having a radio if there is nothing to listen to? And so we also cover a portion of that programming with your $50 gift today. So it's pretty incredible. And think about it this way. You know, we've got so many good radio stations. In fact, just in Malawi alone, we have 13 FM stations. Mm. We have some major, major AM radio stations that are bigger than any radio station here in the U.S. And we've got FMs in many, many different countries across Africa. We've got a lot of things. But think about this for a moment. If I were a quarterback and I step back and I throw a tremendous pass down the field and it just lands in the end zone, but there's no receiver to receive it, no one there to catch it, of what value is my throw?
Right.
You know, and that's what we're talking about here. People need a radio to be able to hear God's word. And that's why we're so excited to be partnering TWR and SWRC together to get radios into Africa.
Amen. And friends, we urgently want you to take advantage of this opportunity while we have it before us. Now, John, you've mentioned some of the programming things that you have available there. What are some of the kinds of programming? We know that there is the sense of getting out the gospel, the gospel presentation that's there, but also a powerful need, a deep, deep need for Christian discipleship, for growth in the Lord, and those kinds of things. Can you explain to us some of the kinds of programming that people in Africa, when they tune in these radios to the TWR stations and things like that, what are the kinds of things that they will be hearing, that they'll be listening to on these radios?
Well, first off, I need to tell you one of the great stories that when we were in Malawi, we had the ability to go and stop at an open-air marketplace. And as you walk down through the marketplace and people are selling vegetables and beans and corn, all these different things that they're selling throughout the thing, many of them had a radio in their stall and they were tuned to Transworld Radio. We're talking that people are listening to God's word as they are doing their business on a day-to-day basis. That was exciting to me. I think, you know, when you're talking about the power of TWR, the power of TWR is not just in a radio signal. No,
yes.
It's in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what's so incredible when we think about this. I had the opportunity to be there when we were handing out radios at a church. Now, to get to this church, this church was on one of those roads where I think we have some of those around here, where the potholes are so deep, you think you're going to lose the whole car.
Yeah.
And so you go in and out and weaving through these things, and it's all dirt, and the dust is flying up behind you. And we get to this church, and the church, I want you to imagine a church made of bricks, but they're all homemade bricks. And when you get inside the church, the pews are made of concrete.
Mm.
You know, not many of us would sit on concrete pews, right?
Yes.
And so these folks are just excited, and they are packed into the church.
Mm.
And as our director, his name is Victor, says, I want to introduce you to someone. He's already been talking and everything. He says, I want to introduce you to someone. I want to introduce you to someone who is the producer and voice of J. Vernon McGee's Through the Bible in the Chichewa language.
Mm.
Well, I'm telling you, the whole place erupted. I mean, you would have thought this guy was a rock star.
Wow.
It was incredible. And we gave out 40 radios at that event to people and families who didn't have a radio. And after that event was done, the event wasn't completely done, but after we gave out those radios, you know what they did? They started dancing. They started singing.
Mm.
They were celebrating that they had radios for their families and for their neighborhood. I'm telling you, people are excited to be getting this radio into their hands. And that's why I want to encourage you to be a part of this ministry right now that SWRC and TWR are joining hands to partner with. We need you to join hands with us.
Yeah, Southwest Radio Ministries has been on the air since 1933. And I can't imagine what if it was just gone one day and you couldn't listen to it, or what if the access wasn't there? And so, friends, You have supported this ministry, and we are very grateful for your support, and we're asking you to partner with us in this missions endeavor. You have partnered with us for the Pakistan school. You've partnered with us for the prison ministry that I speak about each month, and you partner with us in prayer. And we greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you and appreciate that level of support and friendship that you have invested with us. And we are joining hands with TWR during our anniversary month as we celebrate our 92nd year in radio ministry. To God be the glory for what He's doing. You know, so often SWRC had missions trips. Some of you listening went with the likes of Noah Hutchings and others on mission trips across the world. They were in many, many countries around the world taking Bibles and various things. Now, those kinds of missions trips cost a lot of money. And this is like a virtual mission trip. You don't even have to pack a suitcase. You don't have to get a plane ticket. None of that involved. You can directly impact someone's life for eternity without even leaving the comfort of your own home. John, do you have some more information, some other stories that you'd like to share with us?
I want to take advantage of this one right here. And I love this one. It says, last year I tuned into TWR and listened for the very first time. My family and I have not missed a single program since. It's a blessing to us. In our personal study of God's Word, we are now understanding more clearly, and your broadcasts give a step-by-step exposition of God's Word.
Yes, that's a powerful impact, and that's what we need. People who are growing in God's Word, people who are understanding what it is, and it's not just going to reach Christians. There are Muslims all across Africa, and that's part of the persecution that we see between Muslims and Christians that's growing in the continent of Africa. But even Muslims are being impacted, and you all have stories about that, how that Muslims have heard the gospel, have turned to Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen to this one. I faithfully listen to TWR, and I hardly miss a broadcast. Although I am a highly esteemed Islamic holy man in the region, I enjoy listening to Christian programs over TWR. I long to understand the gospel better, especially what the Bible teaches when Jesus says, do not judge and you will not be judged. I want to know what that means. We Muslims are quick to judge others, to condemn others. And your teaching, well, it's quite the opposite. You always talk of loving your neighbor, forgiveness, peace, and reconciliation with each other. You are helping me understand better why Christians are far more tolerant than anybody else.
And friends, we encourage you, please call today. Prayerfully consider what you can give to help us reach this goal of getting radios into the hands of people in Africa who need to hear the Word of God, who need to be saved. That's what it's all about. How shall they hear without a preacher? The Scripture tells us. And these voices, as John used that wonderful analogy of the quarterback, that voice is going out over the airwaves. But if there's no receiver, nothing there to broadcast that signal that's being sent, how are they going to hear that message in their own language? TWR does the hard work of translating it into the native languages so that people will hear and accurately understand the message that is being proclaimed. The number one more time, 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875. That is open 24/7 for you right now as you're hearing this program. Or you can go to AfricaNeedsJesus.org, AfricaNeedsJesus.org.
Could you give a very generous gift right now? Maybe you could do 20 radios, which would be $1,000. Maybe you could do 40 radios, $2,000. And when you do that kind of a large gift like that, you're covering a whole event, a whole distribution event, where we go into a village and pull together people who don't have a radio to give them one of our radios. And so, could you sponsor an entire event? It would be either $1,000 or $2,000 to sponsor an event. But maybe you're saying, well, I could do just a radio. That's $50. Maybe you could say, well, you know what? I could do a lot more. God has blessed me with some terrific blessings this year. Inheritance, maybe tax refund, maybe a business has done very, very well. Whatever it is, God has blessed you in some tremendous ways, and you can do a very generous gift. Would you consider that right now? Our phone number is 888-777-1875. Again, 888-777-1875. And if you like to do it online, it's AfricaNeedsJesus.org. 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 You know, we can't go to Africa right now, today. You know, many of us just can't jump on an airplane and head on over there. We don't have those kind of resources. We don't have that kind of time. But we can put a radio in there tomorrow, and it can be through you. Would you do that? Would you pick up that phone? Give us a call, 888-777-1875. 888-777-1875. Again, our website, very easy, africaneedsjesus.org.
Friends, think about how you can impact eternity. And in my mind, I just think about someone walking up to me in heaven one day saying, I'm here because of TWR. I'm here because of SWRC and because you purchased that radio. I believe the Lord is going to allow us to understand some of those connections that we made here on earth. How all that works out, I don't know, but we believe that the Lord is going to allow us to enjoy that kind of deep fellowship with one another. Think about how eternity could be impacted by your response to what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart today. Don't turn away from Him. Follow Him by faith, believing that He will enable you and bless you as you give this gift spiritually. Now, we're not speaking health and wealth, that if you give, there are going to be millions of dollars in your bank account. No, no, no. But God can take and bless what you are doing to impact someone's life for all of eternity. So we encourage you to give. 888-777-1875, 888-777-1875, or africaneedsjesus.org. John, I look forward to continuing talking about these important things with you on tomorrow's program.
Josh, thanks so much. And when you give a radio, you give hope. africaneedsjesus.org.
Amen. Thank you so much.
What an exciting project you and I can be a part of, providing radios to individuals and families in Africa. A wind-up radio doesn't require electricity or batteries. Working with local churches, pastors recommend people from their congregation to receive them. A wind-up radio is a precious treasure. Your gift today will help provide access to the gospel to the poorest communities throughout Africa. You'll be giving an individual, family, or village their lifeline to the gospel, broadcast in their native language, as well as giving them hope, healing, and a path to transformation. Visit africaneedsjesus.com. Give a radio. Give hope. africaneedsjesus.com. Or call this special number, 1-888-777-1875. That's 1-888-777-1875. africaneedsjesus.com. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com.